Muncie's Melissa Gentry lives for the intersection of history and mapping. She showcased some of her favorite maps on the topic of Black history, because in her eyes,
Black history is American history.
Gentry works with mapping and geography at Ball State University, and hosts monthly discussions at Cornerstone Center for the Arts about a certain topic. Maps surround her projector in a U-shape, detailing notable Underground Railroad locations throughout Indiana, businesses that catered to African Americans during the 1950s, and
right over there, there's a map about Hurley Goodall. And he actually wrote a history of the Black history of Muncie.
Goodall was the first African-American school board member for the Muncie School Board, elected in 1970. He's written a few books.
And he talks about the Black businesses that were in Muncie at that time.
Many of those businesses have long since been demolished or changed owners. Gentry had another map highlighting Hoosier stops out of the Green Book, a companion for African Americans in the 1940s through 60s that noted which businesses and towns would serve them well on road trips. Muncie high schooler Evan Johnson was one of a handful of people that came for the presentation.
I feel like if more people understand like different races and everything, we kind of come together like with like a melting pot mentality. I feel like the best way to do that is to understand all of the cultures.
Gentry's final notes included pictures from riots on the south side of the city.
I think you have to study history to have knowledge about the future so that bad things don't have to repeat themselves and you can make things better.
Hurley Goodall wrote that history of the Black community in Muncie is an ongoing process, and that process can only be completed with the help of its main characters. In Muncie, Nick Ciano, IPR News.